If you want a menage, I got a choice to go.
WNKS, WNKS, HD1, Charlotte. Call KISS now. Caller 9 wins KISSmas concert tickets and qualifies to go backstage. 704-570-9595. Call now.
While we wait for caller 9 to get through, we want to remind everyone that you are about 3 minutes away from hearing the guy who wants to invite Loren to go to Florida on a shopping spree with his daughter. We'll have questions, we'll have answers, and it's all coming up in 3 minutes. Don't go anywhere on the MRL show.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. KISS 95.1.
He's on hold. We'll tell you who it is if you didn't hear yesterday what's going on with Loren in a trip to Florida. But first things first.
We're going to give away KISSmas concert tickets, yo.
Caller number 9, who is this?
This is Mariana.
Mariana, where are you calling us from?
Charlotte, North Carolina.
Well, you are going to be going to KISSmas concert 2017, Bojangles Coliseum.
Who are you going to take with you?
Excuse me?
Who are you going to take with you?
I'm hoping to try to convince my boyfriend.
There you go. Smart thinking. Get him to go. We'll see you out there December 5th. Good tickets still available at Ticketmaster.com to see the Backstreet Boys, Why Don't We, Max, and Olivia Holt.
You're also in the running to get backstage to meet everybody. And if you don't buy your tickets, your next chance to win is coming up at noon today, okay?
Thank you so much, guys.
All right. Thanks, Mariana. Congratulations. And now to Loren. We got a message on our Facebook page yesterday saying that this guy said that his wife had passed away in March of 2017. He and his daughter did an annual shopping trip to Florida. They live in Charlotte now, but they lived in Florida for years. They would go to a mall in Tampa. And since the mom is no longer with us, he asked if Loren would be interested in filling in for that role and going on a shopping spree with his daughter. All expenses paid. You talked to your husband about it last night a little bit.
I just mentioned it to him, and we're open to the possibility, so Okay. We'll see.
Well, let's bring in the guy on the show and see what he has to say.
Well, here he is. Let me bring him in. Anonymous, I guess. He doesn't want to use his name. Hello.
Good morning.
Hi, so we got Hi. Your...
Forget it, it's off. I don't like the sound of his voice.
No. Stop.
No.
Well, he's a liar. That's not real. He's phony.
We wanted to connect you with Loren about this letter, and I've even done a background check on Loren's behalf.
Yes, thank you, Roy. To be honest with you, Anonymous, I'm kind of nervous myself, but I was very flattered and very moved by your message to us. So I just have some questions about what you're kind of envisioning or how you're envisioning this whole thing to go down.
Well, I think that's certainly a fair thing on your end, asking for something that's quite out of the ordinary. However, it's really meaningful. Here's how I see things unfolding. Just to give you some perspective, I was going to cover all your expenses, fly you first class down to Florida. We're going to stay in a beautiful 5-star hotel. I'll pay for all of the meals and everything involved in the trip, and even give you $1,000 that you could, if we're down there, you could go to the mall where we're going to be at, and you could do your own shopping on your own time.
That's not bad, huh, Loren?
No, that's very kind, but not necessary. If I would be doing this, I would, I'm not looking for a benefit for me. I would be doing this because I am sorry for your loss, and I'm sorry for your daughter's loss. It breaks my heart for what you guys are going through, and I'm sure your daughter does kind of have that void there.
Well, they're for sure. I mean, look, it's a void. Obviously, for me too, as a man, as a human, as a father. That's important, and to have someone come in a role like that to help support her through. For me, I understand for her. She's 14, mm-hmm. and it's the first Christmas, and she's going to miss her mom, and so do I. Quite honestly, I miss
sure.
You know, and having a female in our home other than my daughter.
Okay, well, with that being said, I'm not there as a replacement for your wife or to have a budding relationship with you or...
She's married.
Not at all.
Yeah, I'm married.
Not
I have
all.
A son.
I know you have a son. I am fully aware that's not what this is about.
Hold on one second. Hold on one second. I'm going to put you on hold real quick.
I just want to make sure you're clear.
Hold on one second, okay? I want to talk to Loren so that you can't hear us, yeah. Okay? All right, this is fair. Okay, hold on.
Yep, go ahead.
All right, what are your thoughts? I think he sounds creepy. Am I the only one? This whole thing.
Well, and here's my thing. I'm again, so flattered by that he would even think of me to be part of this experience sure. for his daughter. The thing that caught my attention there was the fact that he said that he's a man, he would like some companionship too, and that's not what this would be about.
Well, maybe you can...
And I don't want him to get any wrong ideas or cross, you know, any lines as well.
Maybe you can tell me you bring your husband.
That, here's a couple things. Yes, that
it,
for
well,
one.
And that's what, when I spoke to Dallas about it, that was what was fair in the conversation, that if he was able to come too, and maybe that's the trade-off. I don't want the money, to be honest with you.
Really?
I don't need anything for myself. I don't. Mm. But maybe that's where the money goes then, is to fly Dallas and cash down.
Okay. Roy, did you find out like places of work?
I didn't find out his employment. I know that he makes a really good salary.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, big brothers, jump in here and help me out.
Okay. Oh, God, I don't want him to hang up. All right. So where can I ask, like, just something background wise with you? Like, where did you get your money from? Like, what's your background? What do you do for a living?
I sold a software company and did very well. And, you know, money is not an issue. I don't want there to be any consideration that there's, you know, something other than, you know, everything would be as good as it could be, both the experience, the trip, our shopping. And, you know, I take this money, and part of this is to help people. My daughter loves, and this is part of this annual tradition, we go and we buy clothing and toys for the less fortunate, those in need.
That's nice.
Typically,
that's very
we'll
nice.
Spend five figures. Well, I've been blessed with a very good bank account and good living, and I'm fortunate. And so it's our opportunity to give to others.
If you don't mind me asking, when you buy all these gifts for the less fortunate, like what, where are they going? Do you have an organization that you're working with directly?
Well, we have a variety of organizations. It's handled through our manager. I have a manager who runs my personal dealings.
Mm-hmm.
And it includes cancer awareness. My wife passed with cancer, and so we support cancer causes, we support homelessness, domestic violence victims, those people who are most in need is our goal.
And is that here or in Florida?
Well, actually, it's in Florida and in Charlotte. You know, it's just really important that my daughter have an experience and a continuation of that experience that her mother has provided.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sort of what we're trying to recreate here.
All right, hold on a second. Let's let Loren gather all that. A lot
process
was said.
Yeah.
A lot just happened. Let's take a quick break, put him back on hold. Nicole, tell him we want to do another segment with him because you probably have more questions, right, Loren?
A ton more.
Okay, and we'll find out where we're standing with this whole thing. Don't go anywhere. Will Loren end up in Florida with this gentleman and his daughter? We don't know yet.
You can also weigh in on this yourself by tweeting at the MRL Show or give us a phone call at 704-570-9595.
I-85 at this point. Graham Street near Atando, a crash, and Statesville near Sam Fur, trouble on the north side. Traffic brought to you by McDonald's. A good morning starts with a good breakfast at McDonald's. Start your morning right with a scratch-made bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit sandwich for just $1.69.
You want to talk to some people on the phone, Loren?
Yeah, I'd love to.
While our dude's on hold, waiting to get more questions about the trip to Florida for you. Let's see. Here's Alexis.
Hey, Alexis.
Hey.
Hey, you're on with the MRL Morning Show. What would you like to say?
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
I was just curious. It sounds kind of creepy to me also, just because I want to know, why is it so important that he have a female figure continue this tradition with him and his daughter? Why wouldn't he just want to continue it with his daughter as a, you know, something that they've been doing for
sure.
so long already?
I agree.
Great question. And we'll ask him. Alexis, he's still on hold, so we'll get to that.
And you know, there's questions in my head if that's even healthy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? For the little girl. So, I mean, I have some friends that are in that department. I might ask.
All right. Well, let's not leave him on hold too long. We'll get back to more with this guy. He doesn't want to use his name on the radio. And she wants to surprise his daughter with using Loren as a kind of a fill-in for his wife who passed away on a shopping spree in Tampa at one of the malls that they do. They used to go every year. So more questions, more answers coming up in 3 minutes.
This is the MRL Show.
This is what we...
Right hand and repeat after me.
I do solemnly swear?
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
A guy reached out to us. We're going to go ahead and call him anonymous. He lost his wife this year. And every year, he's been taking him and his 14-year-old daughter and his wife to Florida, down at Tampa, to go to a mall as a tradition. And he wants Loren to go this year since he lost his wife and his daughter looks up to Loren. So there's a lot of questions, a lot of, you know, he's willing to fly Loren down and pay for everything. It's ultimately up to Loren. So Loren, I'm going to go ahead and bring him back on here.
Okay, so like I said, I honestly don't need any money for myself. That's not, I'm not trying to make a personal gain here, Manny, I'm not. but... Maybe
just
in lieu
take it
of the
from
money,
me because it's from me.
But maybe in lieu of the money, if you would be okay with it, I would prefer for maybe my husband and my son to go on this trip as well. And then, you know, we can meet you at the mall, or I can meet you at the mall and go shopping with you and your daughter.
That actually wasn't what I had in mind, and I no offense,
go.
And it's not meant to make you uncomfortable in any way. There. You know, it's strictly about trying to ease my daughter on the first year without her mother.
Well, I don't even think your daughter needs to know that my husband would be in town with me. We would be staying, I'm assuming, well, we would be staying somewhere else.
Yeah, you're not staying in the same room.
Well,
yeah.
I was thinking you would stay. No, my goal was, and honestly, what I'm trying to do is I would get a suite. You would have your own room, and it would provide a family like environment,
so you're,
and that's what I'm trying to accomplish.
So adjoining rooms, essentially, is what you had planned.
Yes.
So her husband could stay in the adjoining room with Loren, or Loren doesn't have to stay in the adjoining room.
Yeah, I don't
I
know
really,
if I'm comfortable.
Yeah, I really didn't intend for you, your husband, to come. This was a shopping spree that was intended to be family-oriented, if you will.
So you don't even want her husband to come?
No.
And you want her to stay in your suite?
Well, she'd have a room. I mean, come on. Every room has a door and a lock.
Oh,
well,
no.
Well, I don't have to barricade myself inside my room
right
either,
there,
or put
guys.
Myself in a situation where I don't feel comfortable.
You know, it's like an amazing thing.
Mm-hmm.
You want to go
it's
shop for these
what you're
kids.
Doing.
But do you see the other side of it? You don't want her husband to come. You want her to stay with you. You want her to kind of be this mother figure around your daughter. Does that not?
It almost, to be honest with you, this almost sounds like you're trying for you to replace your wife this year.
With someone who your daughter looks up to, which
right.
is you, Loren. And Loren's not going to be there on Christmas morning when your daughter runs down to the tree and sees the presents. You know what I mean? Like, that's not happening.
Listen, I get that. But that's not what this is about. This is about transitioning my 14-year-old daughter in her first experience. This is for the 10 years we've been going to the mall, doing the same thing. It's all she knows with her mom. I don't go and shop for her clothes. Her mom does. Loren, you're the person who she looks up to. She loves you. She thinks you're beautiful. She wants to be you. So what I'm looking at is, here's a great person that could come in and just step in for just 24 hours. And that's what I'm saying. Not with your husband. And not, she doesn't understand that right now.
So
you have your own room and you take the $1,000 from me. It'd make me feel better. I have a 7:30 conference call this morning. So let's wrap this up. What I would like to do is I'll pay for your husband and your son to come. Okay.
Okay.
And here's how I want to do this. And you're welcome, but I have to have the family unit, me, you, and my daughter. You'll understand when you're there. You'll see how what happens. It's just a moment in time. I'm not asking you, and I won't cross a line, but I need you to be there. We'll get your husband and son their own room, okay? But I need you to be part of this trio, and I'm willing to take care of everything and understand this is for the greater good, and that's what I'm trying to do. Only because she admires you so much would I even make this request.
So Dallas can go but not stay in the room, in the suite.
So would I be staying in Dallas's room or you...
No, you would stay in your room attached to the suite. That way we could... What I'm saying is that that threesome experience of sitting on a sofa, watching a parade or seeing a Christmas special on TV, that's what I'm trying to ease us into this process, get through this first year.
Right.
She's 14. And even more, you get to help all of these unfortunate kids.
Okay, so if I'm being honest,
I need 24 hours. I honestly, I've got to set up. I've got airfare, hotel.
It's like a reality show.
Arranged. Right. They know me, but we'll get it all taken care of. So I got to have an answer. But I have a 7:30
private jet, Lorraine. Private jet.
Stop me.
Right.
Okay. So here's the deal. Honestly, this is something that I need to think about and talk over with my husband. And I appreciate the fact that you are allowing or paying for my husband to come down as well. But it's still something that I need to discuss with him.
Absolutely.
All right, Anonymous, we'll bring you back on the show tomorrow, okay?
All right, go to your conference call, your precious little conference call. We got to play Can't Beat Lorraine.
All right, hey, 7 o'clock, are you calling?
Yeah, we'll call you back tomorrow at 7.
Manny, Roy, and Lorraine. That's what I like. Kiss 95.
And trouble on Brookshire near Roswell's Ferry. Traffic brought to you by Genentech and National Stroke Association. If you can't be sure it's a stroke, how can you be sure it's not? Call 911. Get informed at overreacttostroke.com. That's overreact, the number 2, stroke.com.
Everybody has a nice deep breath. We can play Can't Beat Lorraine.
So, can I be honest with you? Like, can I make a request here?
Sure.
I don't know if I can play Can't Beat Lorraine today. Like, and that's not a joke. Like, my mind is everywhere. I'm getting a million text messages from my friends, and my husband wants me to call him. And I mean, it's my Twitter and Instagram. There's just a lot going on.
Okay, I get it. Matt Lauer. I mean, can we add anything else to the world?
I know.
Well, we have a lot of people that want to talk about this.
You want to talk to people?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Or you
want to
just move on and do something else entirely?
No. I would love to talk to people.
All right. Well, hang out. 3 minutes. We'll be back. We'll skip Can't Beat Lorraine today for obvious reasons, Lorraine. You got it. Anything you want. Any other request? You want breakfast?
I would love breakfast.
Roy's buying.
What?
This is and Lorraine, Kiss 95.1.
Normally, this is the spot where we do Can't Beat Lorraine, and maybe you're just tuning into it. Quick recap, because there's nothing that's quick about this. This is a long, drawn-out thing that started yesterday at 7 a.m. A man who has a 14-year-old daughter who really looks up to Lorraine lost his wife in March, and every year they fly from Charlotte back to where they used to live in Tampa, and they used to go to the International Mall?
I think International Plaza, like that, yeah.
And go on a giant shopping spree for herself, and the mom would buy things, and the ace in the hole is that they also spent a lot of money for kids and people in need.
Mm-hmm.
This man is independently wealthy. He claims he'll fly Lorraine first class, hotel room, suite, all that stuff. There's a lot of red flags. I mean, a lot of red flags.
And I just keep going back to the daughter. Like, the daughter is who I'm thinking of in this situation, because let me tell you, I am very sensitive to losing a parent. I lost my dad to cancer as well when I was 19, and my brother was 13 at that point. So I know what it's like to have I quote unquote call her a little one because she's 14 or 13.
Yeah.
And I know how hard it was for my brother to go through that transition. So that's why I'm so sensitive to this story. And I feel like there are a ton of red flags, and my spidey senses are tingling.
So are mine.
Yeah. Especially when he said your husband can't come.
Yeah. And I didn't like the fact that he raised his voice either.
People were bringing that up, and I didn't hear it at the time. I just thought he was being he had to go. We were up against the clock. He had probably, and we had to do Can't Beat Lorraine. He has an important $1 million conference call.
Yeah, sure. We were wanting to wrap up too, so I didn't notice it either.
Yeah, but he, you know, here, just real quick, Lauren, before we take a couple calls here, he, like Alyssa says, while it sounds kind of sketchy, as someone who lost their father at 14, it would have been nice to have a transitional person in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And then someone else says, totally creepy, don't do it. And then here's another one from Lisa, who says, Lauren, this would be an amazing experience and you'd feel great about yourself. Why don't you ask him to make a donation to Levine Children's Hospital for your Secret Santa? You know, I mean, everything is on the table here.
Let's welcome in Barbara from Charlotte. You are on the Mania Roy and the Wren Morning Show.
Hello.
Hi. Help our friend the Wren out. We'll weigh in on this.
Oh, Lauren, when he changed his tempo and talked about you being on the couch as a family unit, I was like, no, it's time to stop. Shut this down. You know, I know his wife died and this is hard and this is the first year without her mom. And I think this is a perfect opportunity for him as a father to put his money aside and start this new tradition that's going to have to be him and her from now on.
Yeah.
And leave you out of it.
And I kind of agree with that, too. I don't know if it's, and I want to talk to, I have a couple friends that are in that profession that deal with, you know, children that have lost somebody. And I just don't know. I want to talk to them because I don't know if it's healthy for the daughter to even have somebody step in at that point.
That's a great
point. You know
what
I mean?
If you could turn to someone and get, like, advice from a professional,
right, professional
on this,
advice.
Yeah, that would be a good thing.
I don't want to harm this girl long term either. You
and
know
that
what
was
I mean?
My that was my whole point is that it just seemed like you were pretending to be mom,
mm-hmm.
and that seemed a bit strange.
It's like we're
to
playing
me.
House. It sounds
also
like.
Every time he said something creepy, he then like he was like, "No, Dallas can't go." And then he's like, "Oh, but I help. But this also helps kids in need." And you're
right.
Like,
right.
You're like, well, you're definitely not going. And then all of a sudden, you're like, well.
Well,
yeah,
then he's like, well, then nice. Dallas can go, but he can't stay in the room. You know, it's like.
Very weird.
And almost manipulative, kind of. Let's bring in T from Kings Mountain. Welcome to the Mania Roy and the Roy Morning Show. What do you think about this?
I lost my daughter in 2015. I'm a single parent.
Yeah.
She was 6 and a half, and my son was 3 at the time, and he's autistic. And so I had anybody that would have helped me get him through the situation in any way possible. I would have jumped on it. And him being shady is just him being, he's going outside his comfort zone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Try to get his daughter a little bit of help for her first year. I mean, my son, he still talks about his sister. He still wants me to bring her home. And I can't. Next
yeah,
year.
Of course.
Yeah.
So T, in other words, you're saying maybe Loren should put a little more thought into it, not just brush it off as somebody creepy and there's no way.
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean,
Well, you know, when I hear T, I'm like, well, you should go. But you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, well,
and this is a very torn situation. I feel very torn right now.
And that's why we got to spend more time on it. This is a very unusual thing that the morning show is dealing with. Usually we're lighthearted. Usually we get into War of the Roses, Can't Beat Loren. But I mean, this is something that we're all taking the ride with you on.
Yep.
And he's coming back on tomorrow at 7. So let's blow off War of the Roses.
Okay. If you want to weigh in more on this, you can. 704-570-9595. You could tweet at the MRL show. We have an Instagram picture up at the MRL show of Lauren where you can comment underneath that and weigh in as well.
Yeah. All 12 lines are lit up, you guys. And what we'll do is we'll get to calls next and we'll just let you guys tell us what you think. When
I wake up. Tickets today, visit charlotteballet.org.
Hey, AJ is going to be at the grand opening of the newest Dunkin' Donuts this Saturday on East Plaza in Mooresville. So this Saturday from 10 to noon, head out to the Dunkin' Donuts, the brand new one on East Plaza out there in Mooresville, and say hi to AJ.
Also, make sure you join all of us Queen Park Social this Friday from 5 to 7. We're raising money for Levine Children's Hospital, our Secret Santa Radiothon. We're going to be out there. You can come out, bowl, have some drinks with us, donate. All to help us out this Friday, 5 to 7, sorry.
Hey.
5 to 7.
Producer Nicole, why don't you see if this guy would come there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that way I can meet them in person.
Not only you.
The listeners.
Yeah.
Everybody could. It'll be an appearance. We'll give him an appearance fee.
Oh, easy.
Not that he needs money. But.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're just joining us, no War of the Roses, no Can't Beat Loren. We're all trying to wrap our head around the phone call and the email we got from a guy who wants Loren to go to Florida with his daughter and him on an annual shopping trip that he usually does with his wife who passed away in March, and he wants Loren to fill in.
Not just fill in, just because the daughter looks up to Loren.
Right.
Be kind of a role model. So it's very conflicting, and to be honest with you, he sounds creepy. And I hope he's not listening, but it's just true.
I said it after the first time we heard his voice. I go, oh, forget it. It's over.
So here's what we'll do, Loren. We're going to play a clip of him to catch everybody back up to speed on what they missed out at 7 o'clock. We'll talk about the dilemma, and we'll take your phone calls at 704-570-9595.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
So reeling in for this story here, Anonymous sent us a message, and he joined the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show at 7 a.m. wanting to take Loren to Florida, to Tampa, with his daughter, who's 14 years old, who just lost her mom back in March, on an annual trip that she goes to every year with her mom, a shopping spree.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a lot of people. You can give your voice. Tell us what you think of this dilemma, 704-570-9595. But he's offering to pay Loren to go to Florida.
Mm-hmm. And I'm just going through, and we skipped Can't Beat Loren because there was so much happening. My husband wanted me to call, and I was getting text messages from friends and trying to answer you guys who are trying to get in touch with me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. but there's somebody on Instagram who is upset with all of us.
Really?
And she said, I love your show. I listen every day with you guys and my children, but I'm actually kind of disappointed in Loren and you guys for automatically thinking this guy is creepy before you spoke to him. I think he's just one of those dads who doesn't really know what to do with this 14-year-old daughter. And I don't think you guys realize that 14 and 15-year-old girls don't want to shop with their dads.
I get that.
I didn't when I was 14. And then it goes on and on and on. But my point there is I'm not saying that I don't want to do. I'm not shutting this down immediately. I'm thinking about
You're
this.
You're still open to it.
Yeah. And like I said, I'm sensitive to the fact of losing a parent because I did when I was 19. My brother was 13. So I know how hard it is for an adolescent child to go through that. There were some red flags. I mean, yeah, I think we all agree on that.
I'm creeped out that she can't find this a little creepy about some of the things.
Well, we are all off our rockers in here today with the phone call and with you guys reacting to it. So obviously no War of the Roses here. And we will play a clip of the guy so that you can hear him if you're just jumping in the car, because I know a lot of people just get in the car at 7:50 to hear War. Just after 8, you'll hear what this guy sounds like. We'll do a quick recap. But gosh, people have been on hold for 20 minutes, y'all.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk with Khaleesi in Morganton. Welcome back to the show, Khaleesi.
Good morning, Loren. Are you okay?
Yeah, I mean, my brain is moving a million miles a minute at this point.
I bet. And if you kind of question it now, I probably wouldn't do it. Because I want to make a valid point. He said, when you said, can I bring my husband and my child? No, she doesn't understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if she's 14, she'll understand that if you want your husband and your child to come along, then that's okay. And then the whole thing about your husband and your son having their own room, it's just way too creepy. And if you have feelings of awkwardness now, I just wouldn't do it, honestly.
Yeah, and, you know, part of me goes, this all was in Charlotte, I would have we would set this up tomorrow and this would be the end of the story.
Right, there's no red flags there.
Right.
The only thing that's strange is him saying, you have to stay in my hotel suite without your husband.
Right.
And that to me is like, wait, what?
We got a tweet from someone, too, who says, I'm a police officer, and from a criminal standpoint, I find it hard to believe that someone would call and reach out to the radio station and then do something creepy.
So that's what I said, too. I don't think this guy is, intending to, kidnap me or anything like that. Like, I don't think... Let's get that out there. I mean, I'm not saying this guy is creepy to the fact where he's going to kidnap me and take me somewhere. I don't think somebody would call a radio station and ask somebody to do something so
criminal.
Publicly and then do something criminal. I agree with that.
This is Erica and Charlotte. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and the Rim Morning Show.
Hi. I wanted to say, Maureen, you have a really big heart, and I think that it's really impressive that this has touched you so well, so much, but I will say that I think it's really funny that you said you didn't think that kidnapping could be a possibility, but the first thing that jumps out in my mind is, number one, Charlotte is one of the highest rated cities in America for human trafficking.
Really?
And all of this just sounds like a crazy scam. And the fact that he's not sensitive when you ask if it's okay to protect yourself by bringing your family along and separating you from them in the suite is mm-hmm. very uncomfortable to me. It sends up like this nature, this woman's instinct of mine that says, I want to protect myself. And right. like you said, if it was in Charlotte and, you know, this traveling was in a part of it.
It wouldn't be an issue.
Right.
It wouldn't be an issue at all.
Yeah.
It,
thanks, and, you thanks
know,
Erica.
Erica, what I will say to this, during my background investigation, Loren, I can confirm he does have a 14-year-old daughter. So that part is true.
And he lives right. at the lake, you said.
He does have a house. By the way, a really nice house.
Oh, you could Google.
Oh, I saw Google Maps. I saw the street view. There's more than two columns.
So it's not like he lives in Colorado, streamed us, found out about Loren, and right. is calling us right. lying, he saying does, you can
he
confirm
He has
that.
A home okay. up at the Lake Norman, and he does have a daughter that's 14 years old.
Listen, if we're quick with everyone on the phone, I apologize. We're just trying to get to everybody, okay? So if you can make your point quickly for Loren, that would be awesome. We'll come back, more phone calls, and we'll reset with the audio of him. A lot of people said he was angry. We'll replay that for you in 3 minutes.
For starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. This is Beasley Media Group's KISS 95.1.
So we got a phone call at 7 a.m. from Anonymous, who lives up at Lake Norman. He lost his wife back in March. He has a 14-year-old daughter, and what they used to do with his wife every year, go on a trip to Tampa, Florida, to go on a shopping spree to, and for a charity.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the first year that his wife has been gone, and his daughter, who's 14 years old, listens to the show and looks up to Loren and wants Loren to go on this trip. He has offered to go to pay airfare, pay for everything, even give her a little budget to go shopping with. But some of the rules are that her family can come, but they have to stay in a different hotel room. Loren must stay in the suite with the man and the child. Now, I'll, to be known, in a separate room,
right.
but in the same
adjoining
suite.
Suites, yeah. right.
Real quick, what's going through your head before we get to more calls? And I'm going to play a little audio clip of him.
There are a lot of red flags for me. And in my heart, I want to do something good because of the little girl.
And let's also let everyone know who might be new to the show or might not know that you are a lady cat for the basketball team here mm-hmm. and a honeybee, and you guys did a lot of charitable things
yes.
for those kids as well. Like you right. would do make a wish things and
of
stuff,
course.
Right?
And yeah. I was Miss Pennsylvania USA.
So charity's in your blood.
Right. My platform for Miss USA was even cancer awareness and prevention because mm-hmm. my dad had passed away of it. So I'm not taking this decision lightly at all for the little girl. The dad, there were definitely some things there that I wasn't comfortable with.
You almost wish we could have her.
The little girl,
on the call,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. But he wants to surprise her with you.
Of course.
All right, here's
and you don't want to put that out there and then renege on something, you know.
Yeah.
Here's a little an audio clip for those of you that don't know what we're talking about and you want to hear what this guy sounds like. A lot of people were sending us messages saying that they liked the whole idea until he started raising his voice. Mm-hmm. Listen to this.
I really didn't intend for you, your husband, to come. This was a shopping spree that was intended to be family oriented, if you will.
So you don't even want her husband to come?
No.
Oh. And you want her to stay in your suite?
Well, she'd have a room. I mean, come on. Every room has a door and a lock.
Oh,
well,
no.
I don't want to have to barricade myself inside my room
right
either
there,
or put
guys.
Myself in a situation where I don't feel comfortable.
Ooh.
You know, it's like an amazing thing. Mm-hmm. You want to go
it's
shop
great
for these
what you're
kids.
Doing.
But do you see the other side of it? You don't want her husband to come. You want her to stay with you. You want her to kind of be this mother figure around your daughter. Does that not?
It almost, to be honest with you, this almost sounds like you're trying for you to replace your wife this year.
With someone who your daughter looks up to, which
right.
is you, Loren. And Loren's not going to be there on Christmas morning when your daughter runs down to the tree and sees the presents. You know what I mean? Like, that's not happening.
Listen, I get that. But that's not what this is about. This is about transitioning my 14-year-old daughter in her first experience. This is for the 10 years we've been going to the mall, doing the same thing. It's all she knows with her mom. I don't go and shop for her clothes. Her mom does. Loren, you're the person who she looks up to. She loves you. She thinks you're beautiful. She wants to be you. So what I'm looking at is here's a great person that could come in and just step in for just 24 hours And that's what I'm saying. Not with your husband, and not, she doesn't understand that right now.
So
you have your own room, and you take the $1,000 from me. It'd make me feel better. I have a 7:30 conference call this morning, so let's wrap this up.
A lot of people didn't like when he said that, but I mean, the guy's got to do what he's got to do.
Yeah, of course. And I mean, I get we're going a little long, but there was a point where he did raise his voice, I feel like.
Amanda sent us a tweet at the MRL show and said that you should go, Loren, but you having to stay in the suite is weird.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else, producer Nicole, said they called in, couldn't get on the air, but said, Loren, please don't be the stupid white girl in horror movies. All right. You guys have been on hold for so long, and we thank you for that. Let's get to calls.
Nicole and Raquel, welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Good morning.
Hey, Nicole, what do you think?
I'm actually calling for my daughter. She's 16, and she said it's creepy not to go.
Okay.
Creepy not to go?
Right.
Don't go.
She says she was uncomfortable with the
creepy
phone call herself.
Not to go.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, it would be interesting, Nicole, if I wish we could have that 14-year-old on.
This is Bree and Charlotte. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Ray Morning Show.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Bree.
Hey, so I wanted to say that I lost my mother when I was younger, and at the time, my sister and I reacted completely different. She moved more towards my aunt and wanted my aunt to kind of be the mother to fill in. And I kind of internalized and went my own way until I could deal with my grief on my own.
Mm-hmm.
So what I wanted to say is in his voice, I hear desperation. I don't hear anger. I think that he's kind of struggling, trying to figure out what to do, because he loves his daughter. Setting aside the idea that perhaps this whole thing is a scam, I think that what he really ultimately is doing is just delaying the grief that him and his daughter have to go through, because that's extremely painful. So I think that in doing this, you wouldn't be helping. You would actually be harming in the long run, because they have issues and feelings that they need to deal with. And it just sounds like he doesn't want to deal with them.
That was a lot of information, and I thought you were going one way, and then you took a right turn and kind of went the other way.
I'm sorry.
No, but that, and I'm right there with you. That's how I'm feeling, you know? So, and I have the compassion and the sympathy for them, and like you said, when you lost your parent, you went the other way. I was the same way. I didn't want anyone to fill the void of my dad.
Right. So I think that every kid is going to take it, you know, differently, because kids are different, but ultimately, there's a lot of grief there that needs to be dealt with. So I think, honestly, like, if you really want to help, because you have a platform, you would be a good person to say, hey, who in the mental health community could come alongside and counsel this girl? Because that's what she needs.
Thanks, Bree.
That's not a bad idea.
She doesn't need a fill-in. And so, you know, and if you want to contribute financially to that, or contribute financially to the shopping trip that she's going on, these are ways that you can help that I think in the long term are going to be more healthy for her than just delaying the inevitable, which is that next year no one's going to be there.
Or we're here again, and all of a sudden Loren is
now
the go-to.
Now he wants to be there every year, right?
I mean, we told him that he wasn't the go-to. You know, you're not going to be there Christmas morning.
Yeah, because that's what I was afraid of, is Loren being fill-in mom, and I didn't want that at all. But that's not a bad idea. Maybe we can find like a female therapist to go. Hey. Let's talk with Brad and Charlotte. Hey, Brad.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Just listening on the way to work, but as a man, I can understand his grief. I would put it this way to him. I was like, if it's the thing about the shopping, I get it. I'll go through the shop, but I will not, if it's that important for you to go, for Loren to go, I will not stay in the same room. You will get me another room, but I will go through the go shopping.
Mm-hmm. So you think the room situation should be a deal breaker.
So maybe I should just be a little bit more firm with him and say, listen, these are my conditions, or this doesn't happen.
You and Dallas get together tonight, come up with your conditions. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow he's going to be back on at 7, and either tell him you're in and here's why, or tell him I'm not in and here's why. You know what I mean?
It's your, I don't want to string them
along.
Please
don't feel guilty tomorrow at 7 o'clock if you say no.
We get to go to take.
I'm serious.
Oh, it's so backhanded.
I'm serious. No, it's true though.
Yeah. We'll take one more phone call, but real quick, Jake sent a tweet at the MRL show. I'm not even part of this trip and I'm a nervous wreck. Too many red flags. But Mimi sent a tweet right after that and says that if she doesn't want to go, then I will.
Is this Paca? Poca?
Poca. Hey,
Poca.
How you doing?
Hey, Poca.
Go ahead, Poca. We got like 60 seconds. What do you want to say?
Okay. Lorraine, I lost my mother when I was 11 years old. I'm 38 years old. I'm a black woman from the west side of Chicago.
Mm-hmm. So is Lorraine.
Amy, stop. Hello? Yes. Go ahead. Oh, I'm okay. Sorry.
I look for red flags. I grew up conspiracy thinking that everything was bad. I listen to the phone call. I'm listening to the your people calling in. What I want to say is go for it. Embrace it. Take this opportunity and give this little girl something that she needs during the holidays. I beat all odds of becoming a good person when all the odds was against me. Mm. That father may have got aggressive. He, you know, a lot of people are saying don't do it. I'm telling you, do it. Mm. Take it. Stay in the suite. Embrace it. That man is looking out for his child. He just wants his baby to feel beautiful, to feel love. If she needs a mother, then do it for her for one day. You are a celebrity. My little girl is an 11-year-old African-American. Every morning we go to school, we listen to you. She loves you. I cried. I'm crying. When I get off the phone, I'm crying again because it took me back to 1991 when my mother was murdered. You look out for that girl. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people listen to you in the morning because you're funny, you are beautiful, and you say good things to empower women. That little girl needs to be empowered, and that father's reaching out. And I would say, go for it. Go for it, because God is not going to let nothing happen to you.
I don't want to hang up on Poca, but we're up against a commercial. So much for calling in. Love you.
That's all you do is pray.
Okay.
Got it.
Thanks, Poca.
I do. I'm so selfish, I don't want anybody else to pray. I just want God to hear my prayers.
Manny. What's going on until you said that?
Yeah.
That's usually what happens, Roy. Yeah. You sound like my wife.
And that, like, Poca is not on deaf ears. Like, honestly, if it was just me, I would have no problem jumping on this. But I also have to think about my family and how it makes my husband feel and my son. And there's just so many things going through my mind. And I am so torn. And I hear what Poca's saying. And that is going through my mind, too.
And she called us a celebrity. Well, that's pretty cool.
She called Lorraine a celebrity. Oh. Careful. I mean, but she came up. Poca's story was amazing. Yeah. I mean, coming up against the odds in the west side of Chicago, which is no picnic, Roy. I know you probably aren't aware. I mean, just.
I've never been to Chicago. I've heard a song or two.
Yeah. You know. All right. Let's move on. Lorraine, we'll be back with you tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. for your answer and more conversation with this guy live on the radio.
But we have to get to the story with Matt Lauer.
Yes. He did just release a statement, and I'll have it for you.
Okay. Kiss 95.